Blog Talk Radio.
What you are about to hear is pure opinion, not backed up by facts or research. It's all make-believe and fantasy. Created by Billy Borelli's Laugh Chad. Just kidding. Only actors and gold diggers fake it. If you want to reach Bill live, call him at 718-766-4314. Once again, 718-766-4314. And now, for your listening pleasure, Billy Borelli.
No? Welcome to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. What's going on? It's been a while. I'm going to tell you right now, I've got a headache and my braces are pissing me off. They're almost done. I just had new wires and new bands put on and my teeth decided near the end of when they're going to come off, we're just going to move fast now. So the wires are jabbing my cheeks right now, the lower and the upper. And every now and then my cheek gets caught in the wire and it just kind of tugs on it and it just feels so good. I'm going to try to be chipper with everybody today. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? It is Friday night. It is storming, norming outside. It is crazy, right? Why does my computer say 7:59, but my phone says 8:02? Wow. Anyway, the California drought is over. We have so much fucking water that we are just soaked and fat with water up the ass, up the wazoo. We don't need any more water, thanks. I'm like Shamu over here. Like, yeah, we're done. We're done with the water. But no, there's more coming this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and I get to work in it. Yay! What's going on for Friday? What day is today? It's January 20th, 2017, Inauguration Day. Yes! Out with the old, in with the new. Some of you are pissed! Salty! We're going to talk about Salt Bay, too. You are so salty. Somebody has sprinkled salt on your, what the fuck are those things? Sea slugs, or just slugs, banana slugs. You ever put salt on a banana slug, how they foam up? Well, that's what's going on today. All these banana slug snowflakes are getting salted on, then they're buzzing up in their chair. Obama is no longer President Obama. He is now former President Obama. The new guy is Donald Trump. All right. He's Donald Trump, President Donald Trump. I never thought that that would happen. Even when he first ran for president, and now that he ran, I never thought that he would get this far. I never predicted that. First of all, I never supported him. I wasn't like, oh, no, this guy sucks. I was just like, yeah, he's Donald Trump. He's not going to win. He's just doing it for, you know, fame, money, whatever. And nobody took him seriously. All of a sudden, he started talking seriously, and people were like, hey, grab me by the pussy, why don't you? And he sure did. He's got America by the vag right now. And he's like, you're mine. You're all mine. I'm going to do with you what I want. I'm going to smell you afterwards. You smell like victory. Donald Trump is now our president. Never saw that happening. What's going to happen next? Well, California drought is over. We've been talking about the drought for 8 years. Well, for a while. for as long as Obama's been president, I guess. And here we are. California's out of a drought. We now have Donald Trump as our president. And that's that. Melania Trump is vice president. Melania Trump is the first lady. We got a bunch of Marines heading the defense council. So, yeah, we're just going to probably be kicking ass for the next 4 years. However, that doesn't change the fact that we are all American and we are all under one nation and we all need to come together. If we're going to be continually divided, but that's just not going to be healthy for anybody. It's not going to be healthy for our kids. But we won't get into all that because this is a comedy show. What I want to do is make you laugh your fucking balls off. First off, the protests. The protests are in full force today. Oakland, San Francisco, Washington, D.C. Have I left anything else out? Those are the ones that I'm hearing about. And especially in Washington, D.C., they're just going crazy. They're burning shit. They're throwing feces. I didn't think protesters could shit normally. And they're throwing feces at cops, bottles filled with nails and things like that. I mean, they planned this to do damage to police officers. They don't care who's president. They just want to mess with the cop. They want to shit on him. I'm saying bring out the rubber bullets. Blast them. Do something. That's warfare. That's biochemical, whatever you want to call it, shit, throwing shit at people. Please. No, that's assault. But, oh, no, they're just cops. So, you know, these snowflakes are so afraid of what's going to happen for the next 4 years. They're like, oh, my God, Donald Trump is president. No! Let's go smash shit and burn shit. You're so afraid of Donald Trump and what the country is going to become, yet you're destroying it. I don't know, pot, kettle, black. You're actually doing what you're fearing is destroying a nation. You're destroying businesses. Let's get into that. Police officers go into restaurants and they get, I don't know, they go in there and some guy shits and spits and does all kinds of stuff into their drinks and food. Yet on the flip side, protesters, what do? They smash these restaurants down. They burn them to the ground. So I think they're working together in my eyes. I don't know. A lot of shit has been going down. That's about what we're going to do. Oh, well, there's a California man who lit himself on fire. He's like, you know, I'm not going to destroy anything else. I'm just going to destroy me. I'm going to light myself on fire because Donald Trump is president. Fuck it. I don't mean my balls. I don't mean my hair and skin. I think I'm just going to burn myself. He tried to be like that badass monk back in Vietnam. That monk sat there like, fuck you. He put gasoline on himself, and he sat there, and he took it like a champ. Everybody was just like, yeah, you go, man. Damn. You light this bitch up. And he sat there, he was like, fuck this fire, right? You know, he was just sitting there like pimp status. But this guy, this protester, he burned like his kneecap. He's like, oh, my God, this person's so mad. Oh, somebody pee on me. And later on, he was like, I didn't expect it to hurt this bad. It just so bad. I was protesting Donald Trump, but fuck that shit. Yeah, you're lucky, dude. You're fucking lucky, idiot. Another California man wanted to chop his own dick off, protest Trump. Let him put it on World Star or YouTube. World Star, white boy chopping his dick off. Yeah, World Star. Then somebody step on it so they can't put it back on. Like, what the fuck? Ugh. I thought it was a little bug. I mean, you know, that's a... He's a little white guy, a little pudgy white guy. He's probably got a little button dick, so all he needs is like a little... some nail clippers. That's all you need. Clip. There it goes. It's probably just foreskin. That's what it was, really. He's just pissed off because he never got circumcised. So he's just, well, I'm going to cut my own foreskin off to protest Trump. Who in their right mind is going to cut off their piss tool? Huh? Not me. Hell no. No way. Not doing it for you, Don. Self-immolation. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Like, yeah, I'm just going to destroy myself. You know, I'm going to write in blood on my arm. Fuck Donald Trump. Hey, man, it's going to scar, and it's going to be with you forever, dummy. So when you go to get a job, oh, I see you've got fuck Donald Trump on your arm. Well, yeah, that was back in my day when, I was a misunderstood youth. Get the fuck out of here. I don't care. Anyway, we got so much material. It says I only got 16 minutes left. What a bunch of horse shit. You know, I was watching the Warriors game. And the Warriors are just killing it this year. You know, they're doing good again. And the thing that gets me, and I was thinking about this, is like I watch sports. I kind of know what some terminology is, but not all of it. I mean, who the fuck knows what a pick and roll is? I mean, a pick and roll to me is I'm jamming my finger up my nose, and then I'm just kind of rolling it so I get good aerodynamics when I fling it into the garbage. That's my pick and roll. It's like, ooh, I got a nice arc. Is it the same? I mean, do they grab the ball and imagine their booger just swishing it to the trash after they've rolled it? Pick and roll and swoosh. It's the same thing. That's what it felt like to me, pick and roll. I mean, I don't know. In football, there's the wheel route. What the fuck are you talking about? Can't you just say he passed the ball to the guy who ran down the sideline? I mean, do you have to use terminology all the time? Maybe there's somebody that's just starting out watching football. Maybe there's some 6-year-old kid, 7-year-old kid, hasn't experienced peewee football yet. He wants to know what he did. Daddy, what was that? Well, that's the wheel route, son. He was running the post, and he took a left, and he cut back. And then when he hit him on the fly, he caught it by the fingertips and scored a touchdown, but he leaped over the defender. Dad, English, you dumb shit. English. I mean, you watch your basketball. The pick and roll, and he did the alley-oop. The alley-oop. You couldn't come up with something different than the alley-oop. The alley-oop is when you're having sex with your girlfriend or whatever, and you're like, alley-oops! You accidentally, blow your load prematurely. That's an alley-oop. Alley-oops! Oh, buddy. Oh, who's got you pregnant there? Go make me a sandwich. Fucking asshole. Oh, boy. It's Friday night. I've had 6 days of work, and I'm about to have another 6 days of work after tomorrow, so I'm going to yawn. Oh, boy. Vape contests. Yes, you heard that right. There is a thing called vape contests. A bunch of these vapors, that's a word, but it doesn't mean what you think it means. It's guys, people, everybody, who okay, for those of you that don't know, well, most of you do know what vaping is. You see people sucking on these metallic dicks, crack pipes, and they're heating up this liquid so they can blow the vapor out. And it just kind of looks like this big, it looks like a car overheating. They got all this cloud coming out of their mouth. It looks like, you busted a head gasket and you got the steam from the coolant is just coming out. Well, that's what vaping is. It's all this fucking cloud. So what have they decided to do? Make it more interesting. Not only do they have every fucking taste on the planet, like, oh, let's come up with something new, tar, let's roadkill something. But they're doing contests where who can blow a smoke ring and make it travel across the room? Who can make a smoke heart? Who can make three smoke rings bigger than the next? Who can make it, like, dance on the floor? Who can make a smoke ring go up your ass and out of your mouth? Who can make a smoke ring go back and forth across your pecker? Are you serious? Are you serious with the vape contest? Which one of you geeky dumb shits can do a vape circle better? You beard oil having... You tight jean wearing, you beanie in the summer wearing, flannel shirt having, Oh, man, what are they called? Somebody help me out here. I know my producer's going to help me out here. What are those called? Anyway, it'll come back to me. Not millennial, but it's the tight jean wearing flannel with the beanie barely on the head. Now, you got to wear the beanie, but it's got to be in the back. Put it over your ears or your forehead because it's too hot. So you got to put it at the little crown of your head to look cool. And you got to have your oiled beard. Get your beard oil. Get all that shit. Get your comb. Do all that shit. Don't forget your beard and your beard soap. You fucking beard nerds. Cut it and comb it and cut it and forget it. Just wash it. All you got to do is wash it. The hair goes down. That's what I do. I trim it. I don't do anything else. I keep the hair out of my mouth. I keep the hair from looking scraggly and shave around it. That's it. No fucking oils. No soaps. No nothing. I don't put steak juice on it. I don't put bacon grease on it. I don't glisten it. I don't put glitter and fucking all this other stuff in it. I leave it alone. Leave your beard alone. Well, my beard says that I'm a man. You aren't a man if you have a beard. You're just a man. It doesn't make anything different. It just means, well, I can't grow hair on the top of my head anymore, so I'm going to grow it on my face. Oh, boy, vape contest. Hey, Kim Kardashian's been seen with, she's been out now. Now, I don't know if you remember, but she got you know, messed up in Paris. And big thing about being robbed and all this other stuff. So, you know, the details are beyond me. But she was like, you know, oh, my God, I can't go outside anymore. I can't suck dick anymore. What am I going to do? Oh, poor me. Oh, my show. And then I saw pictures of her. She's like out and about wearing bummy Kanye West clothes. So she went from wearing baggy sweats to wearing hobo clothes that she found in West Oakland. So I don't know what that's about, but Kim, just shut up, disappear. You got robbed. You know, just do your show. Do whatever you need to do. You know, just forget about it. Forget about it. You know what I'm talking about, huh? Salt guy. Salt Bay. Salt Bay, everybody's calling him Salt Bay. He's this guy from Turkey who has a Instagram profile, and he's a chef, you know, and he's pretty artsy-fartsy classy, you know, he, like, does the knife trick. He's like a Benihana of Turkey, you know, he knows how to work the knife. Like, okay, good for you, yeah, put a hat on. So anyway, he's cutting this steak, and he makes it look pretty good, it looks good, and then he puts salt on it. That's how he got famous. Let me repeat that. He put salt on some meat, and suddenly he's world famous. I marinate and beat my meat for years. Nobody knows who the fuck I am. I'm telling you, he got popular because he flipped a little salt and he let it roll down his forearm onto the meat. And he's like, yes, there's some salt for you. Now, first of all, I don't want any arm hair in my salt, okay, dude? Second of all, so what? My mom used to, like, stir salad with one hand and fry stuff with the other, all while trying to feed me, flipping me food in my high chair because I'm a whining-ass brat. Two other kids, like, you know, like Bart and whatever her name is, Simpson. Somebody help me out with that. And they're fighting, well, not really fighting, but they're running around. My mom did some stuff that was amazing. She didn't get famous because we weren't boring back then. Nowadays, everybody's boring. So they need Instagram, and they're like, hey, this guy just put some salt on a steak. Let's make him famous. Are you fucking kidding me? Jeez. Anyway, I'm trying out this new thing. It's voicemail. And I do have a message. And I want to play it for you guys. You know, I want you guys to open up and see what's going on with my voicemail. All right? So let me get this far up for you.
Bonjour, Mr. Borelli. I'm calling you from an undisclosed location in France. I love your program very much. I listen to you on Blog Talk Radio quite a bit whenever you're on the air.
Nice.
Now, why I'm calling you, I just had to share something with you. I think you might enjoy. Had a little Shades of Grey fantasy with a very high-profile American celebrity. She's asleep in the room. My English isn't very good, but I will finish the rest in Français. So I will talk slowly so you can translate.
Hey, I took 2 years of French in high school, so I could do this. Let me see. Let me try this again.
Bonjour, Mr. Borelli.
I accidentally rewound it.
You
so.
In undisclosed location in France. I love your program very much. I listen to you on Blog Talk Radio quite a bit whenever you're on the air. I just had to share something with you. I think you might enjoy. Had a little Shades of Grey fantasy with a very high-profile American celebrity. She's asleep in the other room. My English isn't very good, but I will finish the rest en français. So I will talk slowly.
Hey, I know
so
French.
You can
Let's do it.
Translate. Je viens de
voir
des rapports sexuels avec Kim Kardashian.
Ooh, I just said sex with Kim Kardashian. She was magnificent.
En ce moment, je suis fatigué.
She's like a rabbit, but right now I'm worn out.
She's
got a big ass. She can't. he can't stop laughing.
What the fuck is that? Myself.
She despises her husband. Marcel, hurry up. Get going. The cops are coming. Don't forget the ring.
Excusez-moi,
and the money
Mr.
and the BlackBerry.
We have to cut it short. Till next time. Au revoir.
Whoa, dude. Wow. Guy. Here's the guy. This guy just called to tell me he's a fan and that he just banged Kim Kardashian and it was great. And then he stole a bunch of her shit. Wow, what a stud. What a stud. Nice going. Man, I should, hipsters, that's what I was at. Wow, okay, French guy. Well, people keep calling in. You know what the guest call-in number is. Leave me a message. I'll keep my voicemails open. Nice. So, there's another story going around. And just, you know, it's a lighthearted story. Vaginal weightlifting for all you women with loose baby boxes. You're going to want to get into this. It's called vaginal weightlifting. Basically is you shove one of those eggs up your cooter and it's got like some string or something hanging out of it, some sort of strap or something, and then you could strap some weights to it and you just kind of hold it in there. So that's like weightlifting. So you're like clenching your vag and you're like hulking out. Yeah, I've got this on my vag. You're like Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? So you're putting these weights and you're putting all kinds of stuff to listen. What guy is going to have sex with a woman whose vagina is so tight? It'll snap his dick off. She's not even gonna get sexually violated by anybody. Oh, really? Is that what you're trying to do? Violate me? Oh, baby, what's my rip? I mean, she'll just rip it right the hell off. She's not gonna be able to pass a baby through there. A baby's gonna end up looking like a sausage. Like a sausage machine, you stick all the stuff in there and you grind the thing and it just comes out like a stream. That's what a baby's going to look like. She's going to make sausages instead. You can't have a baby out of that. Can you imagine that? Oh, my God. There's one person that could probably take care of that, though. And that would... ah, that'd be Sam Elliott. Oh, boy.
My name is Sam Elliott. Now, I'm going to suggest that you don't get your vaginal weightlifting done. Because if I go down there and try to eat you, and it rips off my mustache, I'm going to be pissed. So I'm going to just suggest you don't do any kind of vaginal weightlifting whatsoever. If you do that, my mustache is going to come back with a vengeance and strike you down. I don't...
Hulkbus! I don't want to see a big muscled clit sticking out, like an arm just flexing a bicep down there. Two lips looking like two traps. Like, baby, I know you've been working out, but why does your vagina look like a mini Hulk? I could see the V shape, the V taper. You got quite a bit of set of lats. Not lips, lats. Those are not some nice lats. Can you imagine this thing? Just like muscular. These two bicep looking, just, ugh. Like, man, that looks like some steak. What have you been feeding that thing? It's like a Venus flytrap. I'm not touching that. Oh, my God. That would be horrendous. Horrendous. Jeez, man. What is going on with that? I kind of lost my train of thought there. I'm like, I burned out all my jokes. Hey, what else did I forget? I know I had some more material for you tonight. I'll just do Bill Clinton. Hey, did you see Melania Trump tonight? She could get it. I wanted to put my cigar up her hoo-ha so badly. But you know who was right there next to me? A good old Hillary. She's such a cock blocker. I swear to God, every time I see her, I just want to disappear. She makes me so damn frustrated. All I want to do is get her drunk so she could pass out and I can leave. Because I want to go back to the White House. Hey, I will have some of Melania for sure. That's good stuff. Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen, he's not back in the news because he's got AIDS or something. He's got HIV or HIV, as he calls it, HIV. He's got something. Now, from what I understand, honk, honk, from what I understand is, no, it's not Benoit balls. It was just it's like an egg. It just goes up there, and it's got, like, you know, a barbell on it. You can just... Can you imagine? She's walking around with a barbell hanging out of her cooter? She'll kill you with that. Sit on this. Fuck you.
I ain't sitting on your damn cooter. You're not going to touch me with that. You better put your face down here, Sam. I'm not going to do none of that bullshit. You ain't getting me to do that.
I'm working on that, folks. Oh, man. Thanks a lot for listening.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter @ComedianBillyBo. Tune in next time, boys and girls. You may now proceed to mindless scrolling. Thank you.